I think Adisham Prabhuji with us today. Welcome. Welcome. We are very happy to see you after a very long time. And though I think it's nearly maybe 10 years that I'm meeting you now. Though we used to meet in Indrayani train many times during your travel to Pune. I think we used to, you used to sell the books. And
yes, sir, yeah.
It was so wonderful. So, Hare Krishna. Welcome to Shamadesh and to UAE Yatras. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Adisham Prabhuji with us today. Prabhuji is a senior disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He has been in this movement from the early 90s. He is basically an IIT graduate at his M.Tech also in Bombay. And he has been serving in 2-3 companies like Thermax, etc. in Pune. Where I heard that one of the time during those early days when we had the Jai Sri Ram mood, somebody had come to meet him and then he took on Krishna consciousness with the step in that. And Devamrita Prabhuji at the time was now, who's now Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, was one of his first guiding devotees. And then there's no looking back. So Prabhuji has been spearheading a lot of activities for the youth and also for the elders. And especially the director for the institute called The Voice, that's the Vedic Oasis for his inspiration, culture and education for youth training. And he's a director. And this has got a lot of centers and they are doing a wonderful job. And as I know, so many youths are inspired by him worldwide. And he's been doing seminars in Washington and London and so many other places. So very, very, very fortunate to have him here today. And one thing I noticed is that I used to meet him in the 90s and travel in the train, and he's the same person now. No changes. He is imbibed the youth, but I'm getting old. So, welcoming Prabhu to this session. And he's going to speak on three important topics today. One is cultivating tolerance in provoking situations with wisdom, and five potent forms of devotional service, and little done, little Lord one. So, this is the topics we're going to have from Prabhuji today, and you'll have question and answers in the end. So welcoming Prabhu, a big Hare Krishna mantra for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Over to you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, is my PowerPoint visible?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhu.
I have shared it to all of you.
Yeah.
In case you have any difficulty in seeing it, you can kindly inform me, then I will again reshare it again. Okay. Just 1 minute.
Haribol.
Hare Krishna. Very happy to be with all of you today. Lord Prabhu had written a mail to me about all of you, and he has suggested the topics. I heard that you all meet every Friday for a program regularly, and very sincerely and seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. This topic of tolerating provoking situations is important for all of us, especially in this day and age of Kali Yuga. So I had spoken about it in one of the youth programs in Perana Lectures. So this PPT is slightly different one, but as we proceed, you will see that like this point wise, we will respond to some of the queries that we all will have. So it will be based on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is actually the basis book for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you will see how we can see in our everyday life applicability of these wonderful principles. So how do the great souls forgive and forget and not maintain grudges? That's one of the topics. And I'll show you 5 case studies also. What should we do in a real life situation when we are faced with very provoking situations? What to do, how to deal with our anger? And sometimes the revengeful thoughts spoil our chanting. What do we do with that? Sometimes we feel like taking a tit for tat. And and if we say that we should forgive, which we have heard several times in lectures and all, how do we do that? It seems like crossing a mountain and almost impossible. Huh? So how do we forgive? And with that situation, then we are not supposed to tolerate. Are we tolerate in every situation in life? So all these questions are answered. So let's proceed to the first one. How do great souls forgive and forget and not maintain grudges? Om Agnyanatimirandrasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurubandham Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshishunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The volume is good enough?
Yes, Prabhu. It's okay.
Okay, okay, Prabhu. I also got a news from Radha Bhagavad Prabhu that one Balakrishna Krishna Prabhu passed away. So I offer my condolences right at the outset now. I heard you're one of the very actively practicing devotees there. In this world, people are born and people have to pass out of their bodies at one time. But what is most serious is how the devotee has spent his life, how the person has spent his life in this world. So Balakrishna Krishna Prabhu is a very wonderful practicing Vaishnava devotee. He lived his life in Krishna consciousness. So our sincere prayers for him that he is a very great spiritual destination to meet the Lord face to face. A chance to practice devotional service continuously, life after life.
Thank you.
So here is the instance you all know very well about this picture. This is Parikshit Maharaj once went hunting a discussion in the forest. The Kshatriya kings in those days were allowed to hunt because sometimes the ferocious animals would increase in number and would create a great menace for the sages living in the forest. So they would, the kings would go to the forest to hunt them down so that they will be kept in proper number. And the kings also develop more tribal-less nature to be able to, tackle and to be able to tackle the battle whenever they have to do the battle. Yeah. And in this way, when he was very tired, he was sweating, he arrived at the ashram, Swami Krishi. You see here, he is sitting outside his hut, now meditating. And so he was very surprised how Swami Krishi is keeping his eyes closed, not even offering him a small chatai to sit, small mat to sit, and not even offering a cup of water. Not even welcoming the king of the world. So his throat was running dry and he was hungry and thirsty and was given a very cold welcome by Swami Krishi. So he became angry. That's the point. So now Prabhupada writes very beautiful purports there. He says that Dehendriya Prana Manod Yamyo, there's one verse in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, which says that pure devotees are not afflicted by thirst, hunger, or anger and such kinds of things. Because they are generally engaged in service of the Lord and blissfully situated, and the extreme bodily fatigue and things don't affect them at all, and they transcend it. Besides that, Parikshit was a pure devotee right from birth. He saw the Lord in the womb of his mother. He's a king coming in the lineage of the Pandavas. And in his life, entire life, there is no track record of Parikshit doing anything wrong with the Brahmanas. On the contrary, he was always a person who patronized the Brahmanas and very, very deeply respectful to the Vedic followers and the pure devotee of the Lord. With all these things in mind, Prabhupada says, one should know that, you know, Parikshit cannot behave like the way he behaved. These are all unprecedented, Prabhupada says. Unprecedented means unexpected. So it is only because of the Lord's will that he saw that dead snake nearby and he picked it up and put it on the neck of Samikrishi. So he appears to become angry, but actually his anger was generated by the Lord in the heart so that he will put the dead snake around the neck of Samikrishi and leave that place and go. So when he returned to the palace, he sat in a state of contemplation and immediately realized, I think I did a big mistake. He said to himself, Prabhupada says, repentance comes in the heart of a good soul. Prabhupada says, he was repentant. So when we commit mistake, we all know there is a guilty feeling which comes in our heart. So sometimes if we deny that guilty feeling or try to justify that my stand is right, or we give excuses for why we did what we did, or on the contrary, we protest against the person and say that you did this, therefore I did this and all that, then actually gradually the conscience dies off. Or we can say that we don't get any more guilty feeling. And we keep on doing blunder after blunder. Like you find Indra did several blunders in a row. Like, you know, one of the blunders he did was Vishwarupa. He cut Vishwarupa's head because he offered oblations to demigods on one hand and the demons on the other hand. Later on, he killed Vritrasura also. So you find in this way, there are similarly, he offended his spiritual master Brihaspati prior to all these things. So we can see that sometimes we commit mistake after mistake, not recognizing our fault. Because Rupa soul giver doesn't give us sadbuddhi. But one who is a good devotee, the Lord gives intelligence to understand that, oh, I committed a mistake. Quickly he realized it. And even actually said that, let some Brahma Shap come on me, I don't mind. Let my family members not suffer. It was a good soul in that way. So this is Sringi, the Brahmana boy. And when he came to know the information from them, when he came to know that, his father was mistreated by the king, he got really wild. See, in this picture, right bottom corner, you will see Kali. Kali is peeping from behind. Why? Because Kali entered the tongue of Sringi as the sharp speech of a Brahmana. And it is due to this immature Brahmana boy that the age of Kali Yuga took a very dangerous turn, Prabhupada writes there. Because Brahmanas have to be very careful in safeguarding their tongue in speaking very harshly, ruthlessly. And the Brahmana shouldn't become proud of their knowledge and scholarship in the Shastra. And they're supposed to be compassionate. Therefore it is said, Shama Rupam Tapasvinaha, it is said, Kokilanam Svaro Rupam, Sharvari Bhushanam Chandro, Prithvinam Bhushanam Raja, it is said, the glory of the earth is to have an ideal king, like Ram Rajya, or the glory of the sky is to have a beautiful full moon. Similarly, the beauty of Kokil is sweet voice.
Radhesham Prabhu, sorry to interrupt. Little bit of Hindi summary after some time, as we discussed.
Otherwise, I can fully speak in Hindi also. Should I fully speak in Hindi?
There are actually English knowing people also. That's the problem.
Okay. I can summarize in between in Hindi. You tell me the percentage of Hindi is more or English people are more? Which one is more?
English is more.
Okay, then I will little bit summarize in Hindi in between.
Yeah, please. Thanks.
Yes, for you. Yeah. So, in the same manner, Tapasvi, his good quality is Kshamarupam Tapasvinah. अभी तक मैंने क्या बोला है, परीक्षित मार्ग जंगल में गए थे शिकार करने के लिए, तो राजा लोगों को शिकार करने के लिए अनुमति था, क्योंकि जंगल में इत्यादि का नंबर बढ़ जाता था, ऋषि मुनि करते थे। ऐसे करते करते थक गए, बहुत पसीना छूट रहा था, प्यास था, भूख था। एक ऋषि के आश्रम में आप पहुंचे, लेकिन ऋषि आंख खोला भी नहीं, उनको स्वागत भी नहीं किया, थोड़ा पानी भी नहीं दिया, दिया। ऐसे लगा कि मानो ऋषि उनको नकार रहे हैं, उनको आदर नहीं दे रहे हैं। कुपित होकर राजा ने एक वृद्ध सर्प को लेकर पाना दिया ऐसे। लेकिन ऐसे राजा कभी कर नहीं सकता था, क्योंकि वो अच्छे खानदान में जन्मा था, पांडवों के वंशज था, और बचपन में भी अपनी माँ के योनि में भगवान को देखा था न? और उनके जीवन में एक भी बार ऐसे गलत व्यवहार नहीं किया उन्होंने ब्राह्मणों के साथ कभी भी। ऐसे एक शुद्ध जिनके चित्त शुद्ध है, वैसे कुछ गलत कार्य नहीं कर सकता है कि वो एक मृत सर्प को गले में, ऐसे प्रतिरोध अभी उनके मन में उठता नहीं है कभी भी। तो क्यों हुआ? प्रभुपाद जी बोलते हैं कि भगवान की ही आयोजन था, भगवान ने उनको प्रेरणा दिया इस तरह मृत सर्प को डालने के लिए, ताकि उनको 7 दिन में मरने का श्राप मिले श्रृंगी से। इधर जो पिक्चर देख रहे हैं आप, ये श्रृंगी का है, श्रृंगी और उनके मित्र हैं। तो नीचे देख रहे हैं आप, कली राज देख रहा है। तो कली बैठ गया श्रृंगी के जीवा में। तो ब्राह्मण लोग कभी कभी कठोचन होते हैं, क्योंकि बड़े बुद्धिमान होते हैं, बाकी लोग तमोगुण रजोगुण से निकला है, उनको उतना ज्यादा बुद्धि नहीं है। तो इसको देखकर कभी कभी ब्राह्मण लोग कठोचन बोलते हैं, द्रुपति। इसके कारण इस दुनिया में बहुत समस्याएं उठ सकते हैं, अनेक ब्राह्मण कभी कभी एक दूसरे को श्राप दे देते हैं इसे। तो प्रभुपाद जी बोलते हैं कि श्रृंगी नाम के इस ब्राह्मण से ही कलयुग का जमाना चालू हुआ। और श्रृंगी ने बोला कि क्षत्रिय लोग इस तरह ब्राह्मणों का मिस्ट्रीटमेंट कर रहे हैं क्या? वो भी इस साइड अभी सो इन दिस वे फर्स्ट परीक्षित टू डाई इन 7 days। So he said that the Kshatriyas are like watchdogs and crows at the door, and now they want to respect like Brahmanas. Like that he said, Krishna ne dham laud gaye. Iska matlab nahi hai ki koi bhi kuch bhi utpatan cheez kar sakta hai. It's not that anybody can do anything just because Krishna has gone back to his abode. And we Brahmanas are there, so we can take action. Like that he said. You see, all of the devotees, in our life also, sometimes two devotees have a heated argument based on what Prabhupada said. Some devotees say that Prabhupada wanted Varnashrama, another devotee says Prabhupada didn't want Varnashrama. Or some people say Prabhupada empowered the women to go out and distribute and collect funds. Others say that, you know, Prabhupada wanted women to be like a Vedic woman. So some people say Prabhupada wanted to centralize everything top down, everything should be guided by GBC and we should just follow it. Other people say Prabhupada never centralized money. Money was to be locally collected and spent, and Prabhupada also gave a lot of freedom for new ideas also. Some people say Prabhupada was conservative, some say Prabhupada was liberal. In this way, sometimes devotees also fight tooth and nail to prove their point. So this is a very dangerous situation for our society, because when two very senior devotees are good devotees, so they don't tolerate notions and opinions and ideologies, then many of the younger ones suffer. So how do we deal with such a situation? Once we know that somebody has ideology, we have to know that everybody has their freedom. We can do our part to go on. Especially grown up devotees are very difficult to manage or control, and they have fixed things. And by picking a quarrel, it only goes from bad to worse. Instead of letting people go from bad to worse, it is better that we know that they have a different mindset than I am strict and they are liberal. What we do, okay, I be very strict, and I guide the people in my custody to be very strict. And in case they are a bit liberal, I can see the other good qualities they possess and go on with our life in this world. Otherwise, there is no end to that. Kali Yuga is actually, besides the four regulative principles breaking, the one big Brahmastra of Kali Yuga is to create quarrel between devotees. He will do that. Like here you see, he sat in the tongue of Sringi and he made him curse the great pure devotee king and to die in days. Very unfortunately. So now अभी मैं बता रहा था कि हम लोग अपने अपने यात्राओं में कभी मतभेद हो ही सकता है भक्तों के बीच में भी. कोई बोलेगा प्रभु ने माताओं को बहुत एम्पावर दिया. कुछ लोग बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं प्रभुपा जी की अपेक्षा थी कि माताएं घर में रहे और जैसे अपने घर की घर को संभाले, ऐसा नहीं कि उनको वो पावर दिया जाएगा. इस तरह का अलग अलग विषयों के संबंध में मतभेद होता है. कोई पूरा स्ट्रिक्ट होना चाहिए, कोई बोलता है नहीं नहीं इतना स्ट्रिक्ट होंगे तो सब बाहर जाएंगे, आज दूसरा बोलता है. इस तरह भक्तों के बीच मतभेद होता है, लेकिन मतभेदों को प्रेम से सुलझाना चाहिए, क्रोध से नहीं. क्रोध होने से घृणा पैदा होता है हृदय में, और जो घृणा से संबंध टूट जाता है वैष्णव अपराध होता है. तो हम लोग अगर पता चले कि हमारे किसी मित्र का अलग मत है, हमारा अलग मत है, मतभेद हो सकता है लेकिन मनभेद नहीं होना चाहिए. इसलिए मनभेद होने के लिए जैसे पांच उंगली है, ये सब एक समान नहीं है. एक मोटा है, एक एकदम लंबा है, एक सबसे पतला है. सिर्फ भक्तों में भी फर्क होता है. भगवान कृष्ण के भक्त जैसे एक फ्लावर वेस है, उसमें विविध तरह के रंग बिरंगे अलग अलग सुगंध के फूल होते हैं. जस्ट लाइक दिस फ्लावर वेस इन विच यू हैव वैरायटीज ऑफ फ्लावर्स विद डिफरेंट कलर्स, डिफरेंट फ्रैग्रेंसेस, डिफरेंट साइजेस एंड शेप्स. सिमिलरली एवरी डिवोटी इज वेरी यूनिक, जस्ट लाइक द फाइव फिंगर्स आर यूनिक. एंड इफ यू नो द यूनिकनेस, देन वी कैन सेलिब्रेट डाइवर्सिटी व्हाइल कल्टीवेटिंग यूनिटी. That is one lesson we learn from Shingi's behavior. Shingi took a very extreme stand of cursing such a great pure devotee, which his father will admonish him, chastise him, goes home. So now the king got the news that he has to leave the body in 7 days. So he went to the bank of the river and sat there. He was a very noble king, pure devotee king. So I understood that since I have to die in 7 days, let me meet the saintly people and spend my last part of my life in a very, very Krishna conscious way. And the thinkers and sages and saints across the globe will be assembled there, hoping that because the king is a very, very pure devotee and advanced in the path of dharma, if you go there, we will also get some satsanga with the ready Aladama across the globe. And he bowed down to all of them. And he told them, Tammopayatam pradiyanto vipra Ganga jivi dhritachittamishe Jijopasrishkoha kastakshakova Vishatvalam gayata vishnugata. That is one verse. He said, my dear saintly people, he said, all of you have assembled here. I have nothing to fear now because I am sitting in the bank of Ganges. Surrounded by all saintly people around. And if you speak Vishnugata, Krishnugata, and in this wonderful ambience of spiritual ambience, I am not afraid to leave my body because I will attain a very great spiritual destination. And then he said one very important verse. He said, "Punarvyat Bhagavatyanante Tadim Prasangascha Tadashriyeshu Mahatsunamyam Upayam Drishtim Sarvatra Maityastu Namodvijayabhyah." This is very instructive for all of us. Parikshit actually said three things he wants. Punashcha Bhuyat Bhagavatyanante. If I have to come again, be born again. He said, number one, I want is Bhagavati Anante. I want to practice unalloyed loving devotion service to Lord Krishna. Secondly, he said, Rati Prasangascha Tadashayeshu. I should get association of his devotees. Thirdly, Sarvatra Maitri Astu. Let me have friendliness with all living beings. Let me not become angry on the Brahmanas like Swami Krishi and Puta. Dead snake around his neck. Let me not create quarrel with anybody. Let me be friendly with all living entities. Like that he prayed, if I have to be born again. See, this is called paschattapa. Paschattapa means the heart cries and tears well up in the eyes after you commit a mistake. So Parikshit also commented like that. See, if we learn from Parikshit, we don't have to commit mistake and learn, but we can learn without committing mistake also. Like sarvatra maitri astu, he says. Let us be friendly with all. One little story comes to my mind in this connection. परीक्षित महाराज को जब पता चला कि सात दिन में शरीर त्यागना है तो गंगा के तट में चले गए, ऋषि मुनिया के समक्ष उनको दंडवत प्रणाम किया, बोला कि मुझे तीन चीज मुझे चाहिए, अगर मुझे पुनः इस दुनिया में वापस लौट आना हो, मैं भगवान के साथ मेरे भक्ति हो भगवान के लिए, और भक्तों का संग प्राप्त हो, और सब जीवों के साथ मैं मैत्री भावना रखूं, रात में झगड़ा नहीं करूं, ऐसे उन्होंने प्रार्थना किया। उन्होंने ये भी बोला कि मैं ऋषि मुनियों के बीच में हूँ, गंगा के तट में हूँ, आप लोग कृष्ण कथा बोल रहे हैं, मुझे क्या चिंता है, छोड़ने के लिए मुझे लेश मात्र भी डर नहीं है, ऐसे बोला उन्होंने। तो नाउ एज परीक्षित मैं परीक्षित जीवन से मैंने बोला कि हम लोग भी अपने जीवन में मैत्री जोड़ने की आदत सीख लेना चाहिए, क्योंकि ध्रुव महाराज जो भगवत धाम लौट रहे हैं ना, एक सुंदर श्लोक है, शांताः समदृश शुद्धाः सर्वभूतानुरंजनाः यान्त्यञ्जसा अच्युत पदम अच्युत प्रिय बांधवाः। बहुत सुंदर श्लोक है, बताते हैं कि भगवान के भक्त लोग सर्वभूतानुरंजनाः सब जीवों के साथ प्रेममय मैत्री जोड़ते हैं, वो सर्व सब जीवों को खुश करने के लिए प्रयत्न करते हैं, किसके साथ झगड़ालू नहीं होते हैं, झगड़ा नहीं करते हैं, और शांताः वो शांत रहते हैं, उनके अंदर वासनाएं उठते नहीं है, समदृश है, सब जीवों को समान तरीके से देखते हैं, ऐसा नहीं कि कोई धनी है, कोई गरीब है, कोई पढ़ा लिखा है, कोई अंगूठा छापा है। ग्रेट सोल्स एक्चुअली डोंट मेक पक्षपात, फेवरेटिज्म एंड ऑल, माय फॉलोअर इज नॉट माय फॉलोअर, दे डोंट सी लाइक दैट, दे ट्रीट एवरीबॉडी इक्वली एंड दे आर ऑल्सो वेरी पीसफुली सिचुएटेड इन द माइंड एंड सर्वभूतानुरंजनाः, दे आर फ्रेंडली विद ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स, दे डोंट लाइक टू अननेसेसरी क्वारल। I will tell a little story, you will appreciate this, how important it is for us to be friendly with all devotees and not pick up unnecessary quarrel with not even devotees, even ordinary living entities. It is for us to be friendly. So, actually, I'll tell you one Panchatantra story. One time, lion, he came across a small rat. Tiny rat coming out of the cave. So immediately lion picked up his hand like this, hit him. One hit, he will be finished and then he can eat him up, isn't it? Only lion thought, he's such a small, tiny creature. It will go to one corner of my belly. I won't be fully satisfied. It's not even a breakfast, less than a breakfast for him. You know, he needs a bigger animal. So he was about to hit the rat and the rat cried, screamed and said, sir, 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 please don't kill me. If you let me live, then I may come to your help at a dire hour of need, he said. And the lion laughed and said, okay, chalo, I'll leave you. Go ahead. So he let him go. So another day, the lion got caught in a net. And he was trying to come. He couldn't come. Somebody had put a very solid net and he just couldn't come out of it. At that time, the rat came there and told the lion, don't worry, I will carry it for you. So he cut all the wires from all sides and he released the lion. The lion was very grateful. अभी मैं बता रहा था, एक शेर ने एक चूहे को मारने वाला था लेकिन विनती करने पर छोड़ दिया उसको, लेकिन भविष्य में जब खुद ही एक जाल में फंस गया तब उस चूहे ने उनको छुड़वाया। इस तरह कभी कभी छोटे से छोटे लोग भी हमको मदद कर सकते हैं, बड़े से बड़े मदद जान भी बचा सकते हैं। So we should always know that even a small devotee sometimes may do a very great favor for us. So therefore, we should keep friendship. Now I'll tell you an opposite example. एक बार एक हाथी सड़क में जा रहा था, हजारों चींटियां ऐसे लाइन में जा रहे थे, आपने देखा ना वो एकदम लाइन सब चींटियां। तो क्या हुआ, ये जब देखा है हाथी ने अपने पांव, तो बड़ा बड़ा पांव होता है उसका, भूम 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 ऐसे मारने लगा, तो सब चींटियां चिल्लाने लगी। तो लीडर चींटी आगे बोला कि आप क्यों मार रहे हो, भगवान ने इतना बड़ा शरीर दिया तुमको, हम लोगों को क्रॉस करके नहीं जाने दिया। तो वो हंस पड़ा, बोला कि देखो तुम कितने छोटे हो, देखो मैं कितने बड़े, ऐसे वो बोल रहा था। तो चिंटी के लीडर ने बोला, देखो मानते हैं कि भगवान ने तुमको बड़ा शरीर दिया है, मतलब नहीं कि हमको सता वो शोषण करो है। तो चिंटी बोला, देखो वो हंस रहा था, हा 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 हा। तो चिंटी ने बोला, देखो सही टाइम आएगा, हम आपको भी उड़ा सकते हैं, आपको भी तकलीफ दे सकते हैं। वो हंस पड़ा, अरे मुझे कौन क्या कर सकता है, इतना बड़ा हूँ, बोला हाथी ने। अब सब चिंटियों को कर्फ्यू डाल दिया, सब लोग लॉकडाउन में चले जाओ अंदर, बहुत बड़ा खतरा है, ऐसे बोला उसने। सब चिंटियां चले गया अंदर। तो एक हफ्ते के बाद क्या हुआ, हाथी सो रहा था, ये चिंटी का लीडर आया, शरीर के ऊपर चढ़कर कान के अंदर घुस गया, अंदर जाकर कर 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 करके ऐसे काटने लगा। अब हाथी उठ गया, अपने हिला रहा था ऐसे, हाँ दर्द हो रहा है उसको। वो तो चींटे बाहर नहीं, उठ गया, तेजी से भागने लगा सड़क में, ऐसा आवाज करते हुए। तो सब लोगों ने देखा कि पागल हो गया हाथी। तो राजा ने ऑर्डर दे दिया, शूटिंग करो उसको, मर गया। Telling a little story, you might have understood by now. I'll tell you in English. You see, there was an elephant which was crossing the road, and he put his foot on the ants knowingly, just for the sake of crushing them. And the leader of the ants said, "Why are you so cruel? God has given you a big body. Why don't you cross and go?" He said, "I can cross and go. I have big legs, but there is fun in crossing all of you," he said. But the leader of the ants became very wild. He put a curfew, sent them all in the hole, and then he entered into the ears of the elephant. And then he bit from inside. And the elephant went mad, waving his ears. And then he got up and started running. Like that, he made a big sound. Then all the people ran into their homes and locked the doors. And they phoned up the king and said, "King, the elephant has gone berserk." And immediately he ordered the mouth to shoot the elephant. So just by one small ant, the elephant lost his life. Similarly, in our lives also, we should think. A small person in this world can create havoc for us. So we should be very careful while living in this world. Even if we want to, we should know how to politely put it. And even if you are devotees, like I heard that there was one devotee in South India, you know, he was sent on official deputation to another office. He went there. And he saw a lot of corruption there. So he, in a public way, in a big gathering, spoke about the corruption happening at that wing, in that particular branch, and even took the names of the people who are doing corruption, 3-4 people's names, publicly. And everybody was staring at them, and these people put their head down. Later on, these people arranged for gundas to beat up the devotee and finished him practically. I heard that he was one of the congregation devotees in one of the temples. So why I'm telling you, we have to be very careful when we are dealing with vicious elements, envious elements and all in the world. Necessarily, a devotee should not get so provoked, because you know it's very easy for me to punch someone's nose. But after that fellow will punch on my nose also, correct? No? So Chanakya says, without knowing my strength, I should not go attack anybody. Sometimes you get really wild, you want to attack somebody. One shouldn't, because one should know the consequences. मैं बता रहा था कि हम लोग दूसरों को मारने के पहले, दंड देने के पहले देखना चाहिए कि मेरा शक्ति कितना है, उसका शक्ति कितना है, ये क्या कर सकता है। तो जिस तरह हाथी को मालूम नहीं था क्या कर सकता है वो चीज, इस तरह हम लोग भी अपने जीवन में सहन करने के लिए प्रयत्न करना चाहिए। सो हियर इज द फर्स्ट पॉइंट, टॉलरेटिंग विद विजडम। व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट पॉइंट? वी टॉलरेट कंसिडरिंग द फ्यूचर कॉन्सिक्वेंस। ये पहला पॉइंट है, हम भविष्य में क्या क्या कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस, क्या उसका नतीजा निकल सकता है, वो मन में रखते हुए हम सहन करते हैं। वो एक कारण है। और दूसरा कारण, अभी ना परीक्षित वाज थिंकिंग दैट यू नो लेट मी मे लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल वन ब्राह्मणा डिड नॉट गिव हिम वाटर, ही पुट अ डेड स्नेक अराउंड हिज नेक, बट देन ही अप्रोच अनदर ब्राह्मणा हु इज सुखदेव गोस्वामी एंड हर्ड भागवतम फ्रॉम हिम। He didn't develop hatred for the Brahmana class per se. मैं बता रहा था कि परीक्षित ने एक ब्राह्मण के साथ उनका गलत व्यवहार हुआ, उनको मृत सर्प डाल दिया उनके गले में, लेकिन दूसरे ब्राह्मण जो सुखदेव गोस्वामी के पास सर झुक कर उन्होंने कथा ऐसा नहीं, ब्राह्मण के वंश के विरुद्ध उनका घृणा हो गया, ऐसा नहीं हुआ। तो सेकंड पॉइंट, वी शुड नो दैट व्हेन वी आर प्रोवोक्ड यू हैव टू थिंक अबाउट whether you want to keep the relationship or you want to break the relationship. Like you, do you want a bridge between the two people or you want to put a wall around the two people? Agar hum bridge banayenge, to bridge aise jud jayega, sambandh bhi jud jayega. Deewar banayenge, to deewar band. Hum deewar ke andar rehte hain, main apne deewar ke andar aur aap apne deewar ke andar, aise ho jayega. Then no sambandh hai. So you ask yourself, with this dual person, sometimes in a family, husband, wife may have heated dialogues, but they should not break the relationship. If hearts are broken, then they can't connect again. We should build the bridges, then build walls. Bridge banana chahiye, deewar nahi banana chahiye. So ye dusra point hai, tolerating with wisdom. Kya hai? Ab agar sambandh bahut important sambandh hai, wo sambandh ko banaye rakhne ke liye hum sahan karte hain. कुछ नुकसान भी हुआ ठीक है, लाइक वन टाइम न्यूटन हैड वन डॉग, यू नो टॉमी, सो वन डे द डॉग वाज सिटिंग नियर द डोर, सो न्यूटन वाज डूइंग सम वर्क एट नाइट, इन दोस डेज दे हैड कैंडल्स एंड देन ही वेंट टू वेंट फॉर अ वॉक यू नो सम हाफ किलोमीटर एंड ही केम बैक एंड ही वाज टू दिस ग्रेट शॉक, ही सॉ द ऑल द पेपर्स ऑन द टेबल वर बर्नड, were burning because the candle had fallen, and how it fell because the dog toppled it. The dog toppled it. It fell, and all his research papers got burnt. And then Newton crying for a while. He said, "Now, you know, if you want, I can take my gun and shoot this dog. But if I shoot also, I can't get these papers back. Already, they have become ashes now. So either I can tolerate these ashes, or I can shoot the dog. What is best?" He tolerated. Because you can't get the papers back. This is the third point. And what is the third point? What cannot be cured must be endured. Tisra point kya hai? Newton ke paas bahut se papers the. Unke kutta ne ek mombatti ko jala raha tha. Jal raha tha ek mombatti, usko top kar diya. Usko jala kar raak ban gaya paper. Lekin wo bahar jaakar aaya. Dekha ki uske research paper sab mit kar bhasma ho gaye. Bahut naraaz bhi hua, dukhit bhi hua. ये मूर्ख कुत्ता ने क्या कर दिया करके, तो वो सोच रहा था मन में, मेरे पास गन भी है, पिस्तौल है, उसको लेकर शूटिंग कर सकता हूँ उसको, लेकिन शूटिंग करने से पेपर क्या आने वाला है, क्या नहीं है, इसी करके क्या लाभ, इसलिए छोड़ दिया उसको। तो मैंने बताया मॉरल क्या है, व्हाट कैन नॉट बी क्यूर्ड मस्ट बी एंड्योर्ड, इसका मतलब है जो हम ठीक नहीं कर पाते हैं उसको सहन कर लेना अच्छा है, इसके बदले अगर कुत्ते को शूटिंग करेगा तो पाप भी लग जाएगा, है ना, इस तरह सोचा उसने। तो इस तरह हम लोग अगर सहन भी करते हैं उसके पीछे कारण भी है, टॉलरेटिंग विद विजडम, विद विजडम, नॉट ब्लाइंडली टॉलरेटिंग। नाउ अनदर रीजन आई विल टेल यू, समटाइम वी डू मिस्टेक, वी लर्न अ लेसन। फॉर एग्जांपल, यू नो मायसेल्फ एंड माय असिस्टेंट, यू नो वी बोथ यूज्ड टू गो टू द स्टेशन, my assistant always would take me in the car in a very rash way, very fast, and then we reach the station and then the train would be almost moving, and we both would run into the train, our luggage, and run in, and then he would be having a big beaming smile on his face and say, "Oh, see, we have caught the train." I used to tell him, "Why are you foolish like this? Why don't you come half an hour before the train leaves?" And I have told him a dozen times, but he wouldn't listen. There are some people like that. So, one of the days when we came to the station, I found that the train was already moving. We couldn't catch it. Then I told my assistant, "Just today is such a long distance, 36 hours travel, very long distance travel. You can't get the ticket also." He said. I told him, "Did you learn a lesson today?" Then I told him, "If you commit a mistake, if you are intelligent, you should learn a lesson from it. Not that you keep repeating the same mistake over and over again." तो अभी मैं बता रहा था कि मैं हमेशा मेरे असिस्टेंट थोड़ा देरी से आता था हमको गाड़ी, इसके कारण ट्रेन मिस होते समय हम पकड़ लेते थे, ऐसे जब ट्रेन निकलने ही वाला था हमने पकड़ा बहुत बार ऐसे। लेकिन मैंने उनको डांटा, लेकिन एक बार क्या हुआ, ट्रेन मिस ही हो गया, हमारे आंखों के समक्ष बहुत तेजी से चला गया ट्रेन। तब मैंने उनको बताया कि देखो आज हमने बहुत बड़ा नुकसान हुआ, टीचिंग प्रोग्राम सब कैंसिल हो गया तुम्हारे कारण। मैंने उनको बोला कि देखो गलती से सीखो, गलती करना गलत नहीं है, लेकिन गलती से सीख लो, एक लेसन सीखना चाहिए और जीवन उतारना चाहिए। उसके बाद हम लोग 15-20 मिनट पहले पहुंच जाते थे ट्रेन के लिए। After that, we would reach any train 15-20 minutes in advance. Now it's happening now. So we can learn from our mistakes. That is also tolerating with wisdom. Otherwise, if I get very heavy on his case, our relationship will be spoiled. Now, okay, he's addressing the sages. And then Bhagavatam was spoken. Five case studies based on this verse. Tiraskrita vipralabdaha shabda kshipta ata api nasitat pratipurvanti tadbhakta prabhobhihi. See, here it is said, the reward is a lot of so forbearing. Even though, देखिए the पांच case study बताया है इधर, अगर कोई आपको निंदा करते हैं, defame, अगर कोई धोखा देते हैं, cheating करते हैं, अगर कोई curse, शाप देते हैं, अगर आपको विचलित करते हैं, डिस्टर्ब, नेग्लेक्ट, पांचवा नेग्लेक्ट है, आपको नकारते हैं, परवाह नहीं करते हैं, नहीं तो किल्ड, अगर कोई मार ही देते हैं, तो इन सब परिस्थितियों में भगवान के भक्त विचलित नहीं होते, ऐसे बताया है। इसको भी सहन कर लेते हैं। जैसे अम्बरीश महाराज को प्रहलाद को मारने की प्रयत्न किया गया, अम्बरीश महाराज ने प्रहलाद को ट्राई टू किल देम, लाइक Durvasa Muni or Hiranyakashipu, you can see that. Others are all lesser. So these are the case studies we have given. You can see here. So I have given two situations. Somebody took it for that and somebody tolerated. See, Devayani Sarmishta, two girls, they had a little quarrel in the riverside. Because Devayani by mistake put the dress of Sarmishta. Sarmishta heavily got on her case and threw her into a dry well. इधर एक उदाहरण दिया हमें देवयानी शर्मिष्ठा का, दोनों लड़कियां थी, मित्र थी, तो नहाने के लिए गई थी, तो भूल से देवयानी ने शर्मिष्ठा का कपड़ा पहन लिया। शर्मिष्ठा ने उनको उठाकर कुआं के अंदर एक सुआ कुआं में फेंक दिया, मतलब है उसका मतलब क्या है, सहन नहीं किया। उसके विरुद्ध एग्जाम्पल है शिवा और चित्रकेतु। चित्रकेतु ने आप देख सकते हैं शिवजी दक्ष प्रजापति ने उनका अपमान किया, लेकिन शिवजी ने प्रतिरोध नहीं लिया। इस तरह चित्रकेतु ने भी हंस पड़ा शिवजी के ऊपर, लेकिन शिवजी ने टॉलरेट कर लिया। लेकिन शिवजी की और चित्रकेतु मित्र थे, लेकिन दक्ष एक घृणा भावना से किया, दक्ष विद हेट्रेड क्रिटिसाइज शिव, चित्रकेतु ने फ्रेंडली मोड क्रिटिसाइज शिव। इन एनी केस Shiva tolerated. And why Shiva tolerated? He thought, why should I spoil my beautiful chanting? I am remembering the Lord. I am getting samadhi on the Lord. If I pick up quarrel, my samadhi will be gone. So Shivji ne socha ki, main achcha dhyan lag raha hai, you know, sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shaktitam. So mujhe Bhagwan Vasudev ki sfurti ho raha hai man mein, usko kyun tyage? Agar main jagda mein pad jaunga to samadhi nikal jayega. Aise socha maine. Somebody was cheated, like Diti and Indra, they tried to cheat each other. Diti wanted a child to kill Indra, and Indra wanted to kill that child before it was born. This tarah Diti aur Indra ke beech mein ek leela aata hai Bhagavat mein. Diti garbhavati thi, wo Indra ki sauteli maa thi wo. To garbha se bachche paida karke Indra ko maarne ke liye ichha thi unki. Lekin Indra ne socha garbhapat to kar dena chahiye, bachche ko maar dena chahiye. Is tarah dono एक दूसरे को धोखा देने के लिए प्रयत्न किया है। इसके विरुद्ध नाभाग के बारे में पढ़ते हैं नौवें स्कंद में, वो अम्बरीश के पिता थे, वो बहुत सज्जन थे, वो लंबी कथा है, मैं संक्षिप्त में बताता हूँ। एक बार वो ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम में जाकर बहुत सालों के बाद वापस लौटा हो, तब इन्होंने इनके भाइयों ने धोखा दिया, उनको प्रॉपर्टी नहीं दिया, फिर भी पिताजी ने बोला यज्ञ का फल ले लो तुम, वो ब्राह्मण लोग तुमको दे देंगे, आंगिरस यज्ञ चल रहा है। लेकिन उधर गए थे, उधर भी उनको मिला नहीं, शिवजी आकर उसको उठा लिया। फिर भी बहुत नम्रता से शिव जी से अनुमति लेकर पिताजी को आकर मिलकर बोला कि शिव जी का संपत्ति बोल रहे हैं, वो भी हाँ बोला। शिव जी को जाकर सर झुककर बोला है, मेरे पिताजी ने बोला आपका ही संपत्ति आप ले लीजिए, ऐसे बोला। तो शिव जी ने उनको आशीर्वाद दिया, बोला कि तुम नम्र हो, ईमानदार हो, प्रामाणिक हो, मैं आशीर्वाद देता हूँ कि तुमको दिव्य ज्ञान भी मिलेगा, ये धन दौलत भी तुमको दे दूंगा, दोनों दे दिया। So, Nabhaga, past time comes in the ninth canto. He is known for his integrity and humility and tolerance while dealing with his brothers, because he wasn't known to Rasham for a long period of time, and then he came home. His brothers cheated him of the property and just gave his old father as a property for him. But the father told him that, I will arrange for your wealth. Sixth day from today, Angiras Yajna is going on. Brahmanas will need a Purnahuti mantra. You give this mantra and they'll give you wealth. So the Brahmanas gave him abundant wealth, mountain of wealth. But then Shiva came and claimed that wealth belongs to Shiva. So Nabhaga told Shiva, I will check with my father. And father also said, yes, it belongs to Shiva. So he went back and offered namaskar to Shiva and said, please take it. My father told it is yours. Shiva, seeing his transparency and the humility, Shiva gave that wealth back to him along with transcendental knowledge. So you will always see all of the devotees. We tolerate, why? Because those who are on the tolerating side, Lord Vishnu will be there. See, Ambarish Durvasamani. Ambarish is on the tolerating side. Lord is with them. Prahlad Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad is in the tolerating side. So Lord is on his side. You'll find like that. So there are many other examples you can go through yourself. So what should we do in our real life? Now we come to this part. So, it's just like these two deers are fighting. I have a video, I'll just try to show the video of the two deers, you can see, just a minute. I'm going to share a video just now. We can see already. Video is coming. Video is coming. I will show you for you. Okay, now I will share it now. It's only 1 minute video only, but very instructive video. Now you can see the video, Prabhu.
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay, it's 1 minute video. All of you can very attentively watch it, and then I'll ask you interview. Why the video is not moving? Just a minute.
We see a fight.
Hi, Soma.
It's so cool. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You see, it's so bad. So you saw now? It's a short video. Now back to the PowerPoint now. You're seeing the PowerPoint now?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. The two deers fight I showed you. See, let us take these two devotees as ISKCON devotees, for example. If they are fighting like this, then another organization comes and takes over. Right now? Like we saw, went to one of the towns nearby from Pune. Right next to our town, you know, the Art of Living, they have started another temple in the same city. And just at a stone's throw, Brahma Kumaris, they also have a center. And we have no problem. There are many others starting also. But what I'm saying, if people find us quarreling, then people think that, you know, other places are better. They will leave ISKCON and go to, you know, and become community members of the other groups. And there are a lot of groups nowadays, all over the world. So sometimes we may not know that when we are having a tussle, we are actually losing opportunity, you know, to have people become fixed up devotees in ISKCON. You may be losing. One example I'll tell you. The very early days of Radha Gopinath Temple, Chopadi Temple, very early days. It was, I think, 87, I think, 87 or 88. There were some few African devotees were there, and also different different parts of the world. Some there were 7-8 devotees. When His Holiness Radhanath Swami came, he was also living in the Brahmachari Ashram with others. It was like that. Very small place was there. But these fellows were very quarrelsome. These guys amongst themselves, practically physical fight they would do. But then eventually they all left. None of them remained. And then a new lot of devotees came after 89, 90. Then His Holiness Bhakti Samta Maharaj and people like that joined. Very gentlemanly and very well-behaved devotees joined after that. But one thing happened, you know, in the time when those fighting fellows were there, one very good soul had come. And he joined also. And he was one of the first gentlemanly devotees who joined there. But unfortunately, he saw the quarrel and fight between the fellows. Physical fight, you know, catching collar and slapping and all. So he left and joined Kripalu. Kripalu Ashram. Now he is one of the biggest sannyasi in the Kripalu Ashram. His name is Mukundanand Swami, who is a very popular preacher there. And he would have been an ISKCON man if the quarrel was. He didn't see the quarrel. He saw something wonderful. He would have been there. Now he is one of the very biggest preachers in the YouTube all over the world. Why I'm telling, ISKCON is losing very powerful people who may otherwise join us and do wonders for Prabhupada. And because of our inside quarrel, that's what Prabhupada said, the trouble for us is not from outside, it is from inside, he said. So we should tolerate the such quarrels in order to not drive away devotees. Another lesson, like, look at these fellows. These fellows, these are fellows who fight, fighting for us. So here are the solutions here. In personal affairs, you don't care. If it's done against Lord or his devotees, and take strong action. Badrinarayan Maharaj was telling, one sister and brother had a quarrel, and then sister slapped there. And the brother's decayed tooth fell out. Now brother was having no problem. He said, thank you for removing my decayed tooth. Doctor will be pulling it. So you only remove it. Similarly, in our personal affairs, somebody is correcting me or chastising me. If it is leading to good, my own development, I should be happy rather than get on their case. Agar koi mujhe mere bhalai ke liye bolta hai kuch, usse achcha hi hota to mujhe unko dhanyavaad dena chahiye. Jaise main bataya tha, Badrinath Maharaj ne ek udaharan diya ki ye bahin apne bhai ko aise ek lafa diya, ye uska ek daant jo tha, jo operation karna tha, wo apne aap nikal gaya, to khush ho gaya bhai apne bahin se. कभी कभी हम लोगों को भी कुछ जाना तो मदद करते हैं, थैंक यू बोलना है। लेकिन बाकी वैष्णवों को कोई गलत आरोपण करता है तो हमें सहन नहीं करना चाहिए। एंड देन कीप स्पिरिचुअल फोकस राइट सांस्कृतिक शस्त्र। हम अगर मैंने एक बार प्रश्न आई आस्क अ क्वेश्चन, इफ समबडी पुट्स फायर टू योर हट एंड रनिंग अवे, विल यू रन आफ्टर हिम एंड बीट हिम अप और विल यू पुट ऑफ द फायर इन योर हट? अगर आपके झोपड़ी में कोई लगाकर भाग रहा है, उसके पीछे भागोगे मारने के लिए, नहीं तो आप आग बुझाओगे। तो अनेक लोग मूर्खता से बोले कि हम उसके पीछे भागेंगे, उसको उसको पकड़कर तमाचा मारेंगे, तो उसके अंदर आपका जॉब चलकर राख हो जाएगा. Therefore, in the same manner, do you want to go back to Godhead by rising above the samsara dhavanal fire, or you want to remain in the fire? That we have to ask. Now there are more we may not be able to see. We are already 10:30 now. I can take some questions, I think, because you all have heard a lot. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Another 10 minutes, I can take some questions, Prabhu. Then I have other engagements.
Okay, sure, sure. So I request the devotees to raise their hands in quickly so that we can have short, not very long questions, but short ones.
Probably some things are put up in the chat. Should I see them?
Yeah, okay. I think it's not questions, it's mostly correspondence.
Okay. Yes,
okay, there is one question which has come. Kena Rani Mataji wants to ask this, that maybe a person is trying to tolerate certain person or situation, but what if they take advantage of their tolerance and how should they react to it?
Actually, if somebody is taking undue advantage of you, we have understood it. First question is, you should ask, how important is that person to you? If that person is very important to you, then you know that forgiving. Like if it is a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter, they are very, very important for you. If you know that what they are doing is wrong, you can call and tell them, see, you did this, I am really fed up, but I am tolerating it, and I won't like to see you commit a mistake against it. Well, I'll tell you, it will become easy for you. Like I had one devotee, that devotee was speaking lies. He was sent with a group of devotees, and he didn't come for, you know, several mornings in a row. He came at 7 o'clock or something like that. He didn't come for 4:30 Mangalarti. And he is giving report about others, but he himself didn't say anything about himself. And he told all the devotees, don't go and tell Prabhuji, he'll be unhappy. I don't want to displease him. And all of you also should not displease him. Now, I came to know from one person. Then I called this fellow and said, your first mistake is that you are giving report about others while you yourself didn't come for Mangalarti. You came 7 o'clock many of the days. Number one. Number two, you yourself did not come to me and tell me that you did a mistake. You kept mum. And number three, you told the other younger devotees not to reveal the truth to you. By doing that, you broke integrity and teaching them to break integrity. So I told him, I am very, really, really fed up with you. Now, if it was anybody else in your place, I would have immediately removed you from your book. And I would have told you, you know, that you are unfit for leadership and everything. And then I told him that, now, since you are very important to me, I consider my relationship with you very important. This one time I will forgive you, but I don't expect such a behavior again from you. And believe me, after that, this devotee had a radical change in his personality. And where he grew from ground level to sky level, and he became a very wonderful devotee. In this way, if you have somebody whom you value very much, the important devotee in your yatra, or you and you, they are taking undue advantage of you, you have to call them and one-to-one tell them very privately and tell them that I know what you are doing. You know, like one devotee, I'll take another example. One devotee met some upcoming new people to the temple and told them, now these Radhesham's books are all deviant books. And he told them like that. He's written 3-4 books. Don't touch those books. He told them. And those people are innocent, came and told me. He told us not to touch your books. They are all deviant books. Then I called this devotee to my room, privately, one-to-one, and said, did you tell them like this? And he was shocked. He said, Prabhuji, how did you come to know? Who told you and everything? Then I said, did you tell or not? And then he offered obeisances and tears in his eyes. He said, sorry, Prabhuji. Actually, he said that I was afraid that I was wanting to cultivate them. I thought they are becoming attracted to your lecture and they will go to you and take diksha from your guru. Therefore, I wanted to keep them with me. So I spoke a lie to them. Then I patted on his back and told them, see, the Krishna will never be happy with such a behavior. And it will actually dry up your devotional creeper if you do such blunder. This one time I forgive you, but I don't want to see it. And he changed completely. He became very happy. After that, he gave up his envy and he grew very nicely. Yeah? So why I'm telling you, if somebody is important for you, you can continue your relationship with them by forgiving them. If somebody is not at all important for you and you think he's very dangerous, keep a long distance from him. Give respect from a distance. You don't entertain them to come closer to you. Keep them far away. And then Hare Krishna, that's all. Nothing more than that. Is that all right, Prabhu?
Thank you. Radhishyam Prabhuji, there are three questions we have clubbed into one. One is Hemanga Prabhu, Sachin Bhosle Prabhu, and Swapnil Gupta Prabhu asking this one. Okay. What and the main reason of fighting is envy and philosophy difference between devotees from other faith. How do you control it? And how do we have responsible interaction for spirituality and material activities?
Okay. The first question about, what is the first question about? What are the three?
He mentions that fighting starts from envy.
Fighting starts with envy, yeah, correct. So we have to certainly overcome envy. I have a workshop on envy. Actually, Prabhu, if you go to www.slate.radheshyamdas.com. Slate.radheshyamdas.com, if you click it, I think about 15 or 20 workshops I have put there. One of them is overcoming envy. Another one is competition and overcoming insecurity. There are three workshops. Each of them will be 7-8 pages each. It's a PDF file. You can print it out. And also corresponding videos are also there where I have elaborated those workshops also. I would suggest the devotee because envy is a very vital topic for devotees. We can leisurely take some pointers for application and then we can work on it. And what is the second question, Prabhu?
Second is like how to interact with different organizations who are not ours but others, like, you know, who are.
What Kaunteya Prabhu says in one of the seminars he was telling us, say Brahma Kumaris are coming or Arthur Limited. Don't feel envy for them or don't think they are our competitor. He said, you make your own programs irresistibly attractive. And then he was giving an example. Imagine you go to one fruit shop, he's got only bananas. But you go to another fruit shop, he has bananas, orange, apple, plums, grapes, varieties of fruits. And people are likely to go there because he's giving variety. And also he said, if a shop is a big shop with a greater variety, people will go there. And also shopkeepers are very welcoming, kind and friendly. Then people also go there. Isn't it? And the shop is open practically 24/7. Then people go there also. In the same manner, he said, we have to make ourselves available for people. We should be very kind, caring and courteous while dealing with the people. And we should give a variety program, program for the children, program for the girls, boys, program for the married people and professionals. And we should be available for them through media nowadays. Very easily you can go to the media and click a button and connect with them. So this way he was telling that make your presence very strong and you don't have to compete with other people. Let others compete with you. You go ahead doing the best things you can. So that's what he was telling. Other organizations, we don't have to worry. If you offer the best we have, our organization is a wonderful organization. Events, you know, our children program, you know, our logically presented lectures. So we have a lot of other things and deity worship, many, many nice things we have to share with you.
Yeah. Please email me the link also so I can send it.
The link is Slate, S-L-A-T-E.
Okay.
SLAT.radheshyamdas. See, Prabhuji, in case somebody forgets this link also, I'll tell you a very easy way. Just put www.radheshyamdas.com. If you put it, once you go to the first page, there are about 10 links given there, different sites.
Right, got it.
There, one of the link will be slate.radheshyamdas.com. Slate stands for Servant Leaders of Education. That's the slate.
Next question is from Ritesh Prabhu. He is asking, there is a grudge between two devotees and they don't reconcile. So as a third person, is it correct to intervene? If yes, how to solve it?
It's very risky. When two people have a grudge, when we try to... Actually, they if they can mutually settle, that's the best thing. Or two devotees A and B having grudge can go to C, be senior to both. And the C should take a very neutral stand and just make himself or herself available there. And A and B should have a deep respect for C. And then A and B will be very humble also while dealing with each other. They will behave in mode of goodness because C is present. They have respect for C. And then they can solve it. Otherwise, without the presence of C, A and B, even if they come to seek forgiveness, for example, A comes to B and then very humbly presents, Prabhuji, I did the mistake, I am sorry. And then B starts saying, see, now you have admitted now. This is what I was telling you the other day. Neither if he speaks. Then immediately A says, Prabhuji, exactly, I don't say I did mistake. You also did mistake, Prabhu. Therefore, I did the mistake. And then they quarrel. In this way, A and B again get into big quarrel. Therefore, having the presence of C, a very senior person, who is mom, he doesn't speak anything. Just available, he only speaks something very spiritual. He doesn't talk, he is right, he is right, he doesn't say anything. He says, you two have called me, so I came. I can just be like a sakshi for you. Both of you, whatever you want to talk, you talk. And then they may become polite. That may be helpful. I have done it for some cases, for some other people. That may work. Otherwise, sometimes when two younger devotees, it will not work if two younger devotees come on their own.
Fine. So, as the time permits, one more last question from Rasamavita Prabhu. Go ahead, ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Radhesham Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. It's such a pleasure to see you here and address the devotees here in our Middle East. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Very, very short and small question. You said that, whatever cannot be cured should be endured. Example also which you gave, that as Parikshit Maharaj says, that you want to make friendship with everybody. You actually have favorable disposition towards, but there are some people who may be like, jealous or for whatever reason. If, sometimes there is a fight or they are kind of, attacking you and you maintain the distance. But still, sometimes, they are very agitated, actually. So, in such situation, how to deal?
One example I'll give you. Recently, a few months ago, his owner, Bhaktisamrita Maharaj, he was in one of the airports and he was waiting in the baggage claim area. And all the luggages were coming like this. So, he had one pink color bag. So, he saw that pink color bag coming. So he put his hand and then picked up and put it down. And then he wanted to check whether it is his baggage only. But immediately one man along with his wife was standing, he started shouting, thief, thief, he shouted like this. He said, why are you picking my bag, he said. And Maharaj said, no, my bag looks very similar to this. Therefore, I was checking. And then Maharaj saw it and said, I am sorry, this is not my bag. Maybe it is yours, please take it. And that man really was a very wild man, very indecent fellow. He told his wife and other people around, all of you saw this? This monk was trying to take away my costly bag. I have a lot of valuables inside. He's shamelessly picking my bag, he was selling it. And Maharaj continued to maintain his politeness. Maharaj told him, sir, I told you, my bag is very similar. I didn't intend to take your bag. He told him, Maharaj's bag. And then Maharaj put it down. And when you keep the two bags next to each other, they exactly resembled one another. Then his wife told him, hey, he's a monk and he's such a gentlemanly monk. He's so well behaved and polite with you and you're shouting shamelessly. All the public is looking at your angry face. And then she told him, say sorry to the monk. And he had a difficulty saying sorry also. Like that he looked at Maharaj and then he took his bag and went away. So Maharaj was telling us that you all know how Maharaj is very gentle and very well behaved. Polite, everybody knows, as well as Bhaktisam Maharaj. If somebody can be so well behaved and still be mistreated by someone like that, certainly Kali Yuga has come, I thought. So, therefore, we should know that because Maharaj maintained his sober behavior in the public, all the people appreciated the monk. They said, hey, this Swami is really cheerful and tolerant, and he had shown his bag, both were similar. He is not at fault yet. This fellow is unnecessarily shouting. Prematurely he's shouting without knowing the fact they were all saying. On the other hand, if Hare Krishna devotee shouts, Everybody will point fingers to our devotee. Yeah, he's wearing tilak and he's shouting, they will say. So we can try our best to be cool. Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj was called Ajatashatru. Ajatashatru means one who no enemies at all. But Duryodhana thought himself to be enemy of Yudhishthira. Duryodhana thought like that. What to do? That is Duryodhana's misfortune. So similarly, if you are a good devotee, somebody else thinks and gets on your case every now and then, you keep a long distance from them. Upeksha you should do, according to Bhagavatam. Upeksha means be at a distance and pray for them. Pray for their welfare. That's what we can do. If somebody is really inimical. And you can pray and don't hold any grudges for them. Because that grudge will blow out in another way, another time. Better pray for them. And pray to Krishna that let me not become envious of them. And probably our chemistries are not matching. So let us just be at a distance. I have some devotees also with whom, you know, somehow or other I am strict and they are liberal. And I emphasize on pure devotional service, they always emphasize on Varnashrama. So then there is a little mismatch, you know, when we come together. Now I found, you know, I don't entertain them. And they also are busy in their own world. I am busy in my world. So, because we are busy in our own world, whenever they need to have a sweet relationship. Because we don't have unnecessary clash. So I don't have to push my ideology into their heads. And when I do that, I have seen the relationship really becomes spoiled. So you be what you are, I'll be what I am. We are in the same community. Let us be respectful to each other. Like that. That's what I do. So thank you very much, Radha Bhava Prabhu. Very kind of you for giving me the association of so many wonderful, sincerely practicing devotees abroad in Gulf. And I have heard a lot about your Shamdesh, how you are all coming together and practicing very, very seriously. I sometimes feel that people in India, when they are in India, they don't get to become so serious like people in Gulf, I've seen. People, when they go to Gulf, the Friday programs are very powerful. And then the devotees, some of them became devotees in Gulf when they went from India. And when they come back from Gulf, even the retired people coming from Gulf are so dynamic and enthusiastic. We had a few devotees like that. Coming from the Gulf to India. Even Sir Vanaprastha, 70 years old, they are very jubilant all the while. So I'm very happy to get the opportunity to associate with all of you. And my schedules are very tight. Nevertheless, I accepted it so that I will earn all of your blessings. And my sincere prayer to all of you that I'm speaking all these things. Why? Because I am also trying to cultivate these qualities. I made workshops in Slate. And because making these workshops helped me to dive.
Your voice is missing. Your voice is missing.
So I am also making an effort to apply. Please trust me that I'll be successful in doing this. And when you all come to India, we have new Vedic Cultural Center, new temple built in Pune, which has been there for the last 5-6 years. So if you are coming to India, please make a trip. And I'll be most happy with Radha Bhava Prabhu and all of you. Visit us after the lockdown is over and you are coming to India, you are most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. For those who came in late, His Grace Radha Shyam Prabhuji is a senior disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He's the temple president of the Pune, the new Pune temple, and he's been in this movement from the early 90s. He's an IIT graduate, M.Tech, and he is a great teacher in our organization of ISKCON with so much motivation to the youth. And I'd like to also share that, you know, during the early days of the 90s, I used to travel with him sometime in the Indrayani, and Prabhu used to not sleep. I used to sleep sometime, but he used to leave the books with me. He used to go and sell the books, then I used to drop him in the temple. And he's one thing you may not know him, he's a very good cook also. I used to stay back in the temple and used to make excellent prasadam sometime, and we used to have a lot of mercy. So I am a very old fan of his, and I find him exactly the same. He has not grown old. and in his youth as it is. So thanking Prabhuji and looking forward to have more sessions with you whenever you can for us. We are very happy to have you.
Prabhu, one devotee called Deepak Rohira, said, can you ask one last question? I don't know what is.
Okay.
Tell him, yeah. Deepak Rohira, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanur Pranam. Prabhuji, I would like to ask one last question, and it's so nice of you, like you've given me an opportunity to put it in front of you. I just want to know, Prabhuji, within a family, since we are practicing Krishna consciousness, and one of our family members, they are not involved in this KC movement. They are following some other spiritual, like Brahma Kumari, or like what we say is Mayavad. So, being out of like a generosity, like I being a family member, I had a karuna for that other family member to join the KC movement to follow the right path. But I'm not able to do so. I try to do sometimes, but they say, no, I'm better with my like Brahma Kumari and all this kind of thing. So, Prabhu, I just need your guidance, like humbly, how you can guide me.
Actually, if you ask me personally, I would say that you can leave them to go on whatever they are doing. And you follow your path and they will follow their path, and we can't change them, but there's only one very powerful way to change them is your good example. If they see that he is not forcing me and Prabhuji is very happy in his own Krishna consciousness, and then later on they will see in their organization there will be, if they see some deficiencies there and then they see some good in you, then they will tell you, okay, I will accept prasadam, okay, I will come on a Friday. Once I will come, like this, they will come. So your good behavior and kind behavior alone can change them. Because there is nothing more powerful in this world than love. Your love, your affection, your kindness. And one of the aspects of love is to allow a person to grow gradually. You may think that, you know, why should we let them do the wrong thing? You know it's a wrong thing, but, some people have got deep into it and they have the loyalties. Like you have your loyalty here. They have... it may be difficult to overnight change them. But I have seen if a husband or if a family member is very patient, and actually even parents are nowadays giving more freedom to the
children.
You can patiently wait, pray for them and allow them to come on their own. Otherwise, if they don't come, at least you do your thing well and let them do their thing well. Some day will come in future when they will see that you are not interested. So on their own only they will come. I have seen in India also difficulties are there. Therefore, I told you, many organizations, you can't forcibly bring somebody with affection, kindness and good example from our side. That alone can change. Okay, Prabhu?
करोना होती है ना, जैसे कि फैमिली में पेरेंटली, अगर पेरेंटली रिलेशन है तो एक करोना हो जाती है, कि एक होता है काइंड ऑफ थिंग लाइक दे शुड फॉलो द राइट पाथ इन द राइट मैनर. That's true. Like, make the best use of this particular life, because if they're not going to get another one.
What will happen, I will tell you, if you force them that I am doing the right thing, you should follow this path, it may even lead to separation. You understand, no? It can go up to the point that I can't tolerate you, you know, because you are forcing me your thing on us, and because people are having something for many years. So for them to suddenly give up is very difficult. But if they see that you are giving that freedom, you are very well behaved and you are very happy, they are not as happy as you, then they are likely to follow you. Otherwise, people generally are not, once a person is committed to Brahma Kumaris, Art of Living people are very open. They will easily come to ISKCON. I have seen that. But Brahma Kumari people are very committed to their gurus, you know, in their circle, and it's difficult to bring them out. Some, even Ramakrishna Mission, there are people coming to our temple chanting 16 rounds also. But they have taken Diksha from Ramakrishna Mission. So do both now. They are doing that also and they are doing this also. There are many Srinivas also who chant 16 rounds in Pune, but they are taking Diksha from Sri Vaishnava Guru, and we have no problem. So we will have to tolerate. Kali Yuga is a big mess. Difficult to, change people overnight. We can try our best to be, and if you force them too much, then it will lead to breakage. They will say that, I can't tolerate you. Then we will cut off. Therefore, I ask you, you want to make bridges? Or you make walls. That we will have to decide that.
Thank you. Radhisham Prabhuji, there is one devotee called Brajanandan Prabhu who was in Shamadhi, now is in Chennai. His son Siddharth is getting married into one of the family members. He wants to give a blessing.
Okay.
Brajanandan Prabhu, okay. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, sorry I joined your class a bit late, but I've been an ardent fan of yours. I visited your old Pune temple, and you have spoken to me by phone also, and invited me for the inauguration of the new temple that time. And it's my blessing that one of your relatives' daughter is getting married to my son, and the that relation name is Ravi. I think you are aware of Ravi Shivaraman, and
I know very well. Ravi is my cousin brother.
Yes, your cousin brother Ravi, and his cousin sister is Vidya. They are located. They are in Bangalore, and so their daughter is getting married to my son, and it is with Krishna's blessing and Vaishnava's blessing. This planned on October 29th, and I would like to receive your email so that I can send you an invitation to you, and Radha Prabhu can help us in getting your email ID so that I can correspond with you in future also. And I will definitely looking forward to review the slate.radhesham.com and see how far we can overcome this NBA competition and insecurity as a first step, which is our eternal problem. And I should thank you for your time you have spent with Shyamadesh. I was ex-Shyamadesh and come to Chennai about 10 years back, but still in touch with Shyamadesh and attending all the classes. And it's great association to hear you and see you, because as somebody said, you are Navayavanam. I never seen you getting old. Navayavanam, because your voice is Navayavanam, your knowledge is Navayavanam, you are Navayavanam. And that shows how pure you are, and we need your blessing for this marriage as well as for other aspects of life, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Danda Pranam.
Thank you. We have taken a lot of time. Thank you. 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 Thank you